So please welcome Beth Marshall.
So how is everyone? Everyone's okay tonight? Nice crowd. Wow. I'm just going to talk briefly. Oh, now it's quiet. Now I can talk like this. I'm just going to talk briefly, talking about trying to drive from all the way from LA up to Santa Maria a couple of weeks ago. And it was a trip that was not supposed to happen, but we made it anyway. I was down seeing my mom, helping out my mom down in LA. It was Columbus, right before Columbus Day weekend. Now, I didn't know Columbus Day weekend was coming up. I have no idea when. I can barely tell when it's going to be Christmas, let alone Columbus Day weekend. I didn't know Columbus Day was still a holiday anymore. I just figured Columbus didn't discover America, and everybody knows that. And Columbus didn't not discover America on the second Monday of every October either. So it just made no sense to me. And I figured, just in my own way of thinking, if this place was discovered by Columbus, it'd be called Colombia. And there's already a country named Colombia, and that country is famous for cocaine. Therefore, in my history book, Christopher Columbus discovered cocaine. And I just figured it might be good for like Texas or somewhere where they seem to have creative textbooks. That might be something they might be interested in. So anyway, I have no idea that it's Friday before a three-day weekend, and I'm in LA, and I'm trying to drive up here. And I figure, 11 o'clock in the morning, there's no rush hour traffic, blah, blah, blah. LA, Friday is bad enough on a normal weekend. Rush hour starts about 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. Today, because it's holiday weekend, there is no rush hour starts at 6 in the morning, and it just goes all the way through right till like 10 o'clock at night. And so we get in the car and we start driving, and we're just on Aviation Boulevard. We haven't even made it to the freeway yet. And there's this intersection between Marine and Aviation. And there's a guy sitting there. He is just sitting in his car with his turn signal on, doesn't want to move. He's just sitting there. And I'm sitting behind him. And finally, I get up and I pull alongside him. And he sits there with his car all closed, the air conditioning on, and he gives me the finger, the biggest finger you've ever seen in your life. He just plasters it right up on side the car like this. And he smiles when he's doing it. He is having the time of his life giving me the finger. And I'm just like, this just isn't right. This ought to be illegal. And I yell at him. I'm a New Yorker. I just yell at him. But this is the first bad omen of the day. Next thing, we need gas. Now, because I'm so flustered by this idiot and his finger, I drive off onto some side street somewhere, and I say, I'll find gas down here somewhere. So I just keep driving around until I finally find gas. Of course, my mom's in the side of the car. She's like 112 years old, and she's sitting there wondering what the hell I'm doing. And I finally find, and there is this Arco sign that's about a mile tall. It is just way, way up there, and I pull in. I make my right turn in to go to the Arco, and I am now in a shopping mall. The sign apparently is nowhere near where the Arco station is. This is just a sign here. And so now I spend a half hour trying to get out of the friggin' parking in the shopping mall. And finally we get back on the street and I drive further, and finally we find the gas station. We put in the gas. Now it's finally time to get onto the 405 freeway. And we get onto the 405 freeway and traffic is terrible. It's just like backed up. It's just a solid. It's everything you'd expect from LA and less. So I realize that if you have your phone and you're not a complete idiot, you could actually see where the traffic is, but I'm still like stuck in the 70s. It's all good old 1070 KNX News Radio. I'm sitting there listening to the traffic reports. And their traffic reports are wonderful. The 101 freeway to come up to Santa Maria is jammed. It's got a 4-mile backup. Nothing's moving. Big accident in Woodland Hills. If I want to go up the 5 freeway, there's a fire in Castaic. Nothing's moving. It's all just jammed up. They said, don't go up that way. In fact, if you want to go that way, take the Antelope Freeway, go up to Lancaster and around. It's faster. And I figure, if that's faster, I'm in real trouble. That's like going 3 hours out of your way to be faster than actually going on the freeway. So I start driving up the 405 anyway, and we find, and nobody's ever heard of the 118. It's the unknown freeway. It's called the Ronald Reagan Freeway. And I'll give you an idea how unknown this freeway is. It was probably made in the 1980s when Ronald Reagan was president, and it is still so clean that the cement pavement, when they painted the white lines over on the cement, they had to paint black lines around the white lines so you could see where the white lines were, because otherwise there's no dirt on the friggin' road for you to know where the white lines are. So I get on the Ronald Reagan Freeway with this great idea. Ronald Reagan House has got to be closer to Santa Maria than I am. So we get on this freeway, and it just kind of takes us from the valley, like somewhere near Glendale, and we just start heading west. And I have no idea where we're going, but it's a freeway, and there's no traffic. I'm having a great time. So we keep going, and we keep going, and finally we get to where Ronald Reagan's house is in Simi Valley, and the freeway ends. There's just nothing. So we get onto a street. It's a two-lane little street, and it's called Los Angeles Street. And this is very perplexing because it would be nice if it was like Los Angeles Oxnard Street or Los Angeles Camarillo Street, something to give me some idea that if I'm not heading to Los Angeles, I have some idea of where I'm going. But no, I'm heading away from Los Angeles, and I have no idea where we're going to end up, and we just keep driving. Then we get into a traffic jam on Los Angeles Street. This is just couldn't be better. There's a broken traffic light, and everybody is stopping at this traffic light, and there must be a two-mile backup. We're sitting there moving along at 3 miles an hour on Los Angeles Street in the middle of nowhere. Finally, we get to the light. I curse and go on about a half hour about how much I hate Caltrans, which my mom is delighted about. Of course, she doesn't pay any attention to me anyway. She was fine. And we just keep going after that. We just keep going. And I finally get to a sign that says, Oxnard Camarillo. And I pick one. I say, let's go to Camarillo. And I just keep driving straight. Of course, I should have gone to Oxnard, but I just keep driving straight. We go on forever, and we finally get on the 101. And even the 101 up in Oxnard is still another mess. And we go through this. We go through Ventura. Blah, blah, blah. 6 hours after we start, we finally get to Santa Maria. A full tank of gas in a Prius is what I needed, and 6 hours to get from LA to Santa Maria. But we took lemons, and we made our trip and made it into lemonade. Thank you so much.